Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Taywan Taylor joins us from the Tennessee Titans and the pride of Western Kentucky University, like myself. Taywan, how you doing this morning?
How's it going, boss? I'm doing good.
Doing good. What's most different about the way the offense is constructed under Matt LaFleur as you guys, you know, get to work with him with this on-field work?
It's been a lot of things different. You know, he's implementing a lot of different things that he wants to do with us, and he's been trying to utilize us through all of our best abilities and, you know, just trying to put us in positions to do what each one of us does best. And we've been very excited, you know, to get to learn his new system and, you know, just looking to improve and keep getting better at it every day.
It's new stuff to learn, but how different is the comfort level for you as a second-year pro as opposed to being a rookie last time?
It's very different. You know, I'm starting to get a little bit more comfortable, and after getting a year under my belt, you're just getting the jits of things and, you know, just seeing how things are. And now I'm able to understand, you know, how preparation works and, you know, how to prepare for practice and games week in and week out. And, you know, I'm just been getting comfortable and uncomfortable each and every day. And, you know, I got my teammates they're there encouraging me and motivating me to, you know, just keep working hard. So that's been a big help as well. So everything's starting to come together.
Who helped you most in that rookie season?
It was a lot of players that helped me. You know, we had a lot of vets, obviously, last year. Rashawn, he definitely did a lot to help me and Corey when we came in, and Harry Douglas, and, you know, guys like that. They just took us to the side and, you know, try to, you know, show us the ropes a little bit. And, you know, they told us a lot about, you know, being a vet in this league. And, you know, obviously those guys is right because they have been playing this league a long time. So I just try to kind of pick their brains last year and, you know, just see what they did week in and week out and try to, you know, be a sponge and soak up everything and use it the way that they did myself.
We're on with Tennessee Titans wide receiver Taywan Taylor. And I guess, Taywan, the first thing I want to ask you is, when did you realize, I guess, okay, well, now the season's over, when you did your exit interview with your coaches, did you say, these are the things I need to work on, and what were they?
Oh, yeah. I just, I had a lot of things that I wanted to work on, but I just try to, you know, I obviously knew I couldn't work on, you know, a bunch of stuff at once, so I just try to pick, you know, a couple of things, you know, that I can work on day by day. And like I'll say, one of the most important of those things was learning defenses and, you know, just studying and having, you know, having an IQ for the game. So it was one of the things that I try to use during the offseason. You know, I pulled up some different film and stuff like that and just try to get an understanding of what coverage this was and what coverage that was, you know, because that plays a big part in being a good receiver in this league and getting yourself open. So those are one of the main things. And I obviously wanted to focus on, you know, my route running. That was, I feel like, another key component of my game that I definitely want to keep getting better and improving at. And just being patient with my route running because it's different from college. You know, coach told us, you know, you got way more time in this league to run your routes and get open. So I definitely want to keep working on that and just, like I said, be more patient this year because that's going to help me a lot.
Well, you're going to tell me your mindset, right, with this question. It's either a LeBron question or a Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant question. And that is, what were you thinking when they signed Nick Williams and Campanero, some veteran free agent guys from other NFL teams, and they bring them on here? And you go, well, I play receiver. Why the heck they bring those guys in here?
It's definitely, you know, sparked some energy in me. You know, it's definitely good though. You know, the more guys we get, the better. But it's always good because you know I like competition. I'm a competitor, so I definitely want to compete with those guys. And I know that they don't come in like you said; they're veterans, so they probably know a little bit about the game. So I definitely want to learn from those guys, Mikey and Nick. And you know, we are brothers at the end of the day. But it's also about competing and making each other better. So I definitely look forward to it and getting to meet those guys. Like I said, keep working with them every day, gaining that chemistry with them. And I think it's going to be exciting for all of us to get to compete and go out and have fun.
Taiwan, last year in the preseason, they featured you a lot, whether it was on reverses or bubble screens. You weren't as present in the offense, obviously, during the regular season. How frustrating did that get for you?
Well, you know, I just try to do a good job of staying focused, coach. And he's always telling me, you know, just, you know, anytime, anything can change. And my time can come in any moment. I just try to do a good job being prepared when my time came, my opportunity came, and my number was called. So I never try to get, you know, too frustrated. You know, I understand, you know, I'm a rookie and stuff like that. So I just try to take mental reps when I wasn't in and, you know, just try to see the game from the outside in and things like that. So I just try to, like I said, do a good job of staying focused, keep learning and things like that and just being ready because I know that at any moment I could go in there and I'm going to have to be ready to make a play.
You talked about being a better route runner, and I know you've talked about needing to be in the right place, you know, when Marcus looks for you. But how important is it for you to get all that stuff done so you can let your speed and your physical talents take over and you can start making plays like you did when you were at Western?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be vital for me to be able to do that. Like I said, being able to know the game and defense, and obviously knowing Coach LaFleur's new scheme, knowing what to do is going to be vital because once I know what to do, I'll be able to be more comfortable and be able to play faster and aggressive. And, you know, that's kind of the memo Coach Averbo has been preaching to us all this time leading up to this point. So we just want to be able to go out there and, you know, like I said, play fast and know what to do because once we do that, I think we'll be good. So I definitely want to keep, like I said, learning the playbook, learning as many positions as I can so I can be as valuable as I can. And like I said, help this team to get to where we want to go come February.
What kind of impression did this new staff make on you, starting with Coach Vrabel and, of course, Coach LaFleur and your position coach, Rob Moore?
Man, they've been awesome. I mean, I love them from day one. They want nothing but the best for us, and they just want us to go out there and compete, have fun, and be ourselves. That's one of the main things that I took from them. They just keep preaching to us, just be ourselves. You know, don't get all caught up in trying to be in somebody we're not. You know, just play our game because, like I said, that's what we that's what got us here. It's just being ourselves and playing football. We know how to play. So I love the coaching staff. I love all of them, and they you know, they've been motivating me and things like that day in and day out. So I just want to keep working hard and, like I said, learning the playbook and showing them that you know, they can I can be a guy that they can count on Sundays.
You talked about needing you know, to have a better football IQ. Or does that mean you become more of a student of the game, maybe watching more videos, studying a little bit more?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, just putting time in and putting those hours in, you know. That's what, one of the things Coach Vrabel was preaching yesterday to us, you know, just going, we were looking at some of the great players that played in this league and, you know, Hall of Famers that put in countless hours and, you know, they ran probably the same play 500 times and they still take two pages of notes over the same play, being a Hall of Famer, winning Super Bowls. And, you know, that's what he's saying. That's what it takes to be a player like that in this league and things like that. So I definitely want to make a commitment to that because that's not going to do nothing but help me be the best player that I can be. And, you know, because I definitely want to do that. So I definitely know what it takes. And like I said, after getting a year under my belt, I mean, I know it's going to take a lot and, you know, studying and things like that, putting in those hours, not just when I'm in football, but outside of football, when I go home, putting in those hours, watching film, and like I said, keep on studying. It's only going to help me get better, and I'm going to be able to play the game that I know how to play.
Taiwan, I guess real quickly before we let you go is, who do you model your game after this in the league or was in the league, and do you prefer to play inside or outside receiver?
Yeah, I watch a lot of receivers. That was one of the things, you know, that I was getting asked coming out of. My favorite receiver growing up was Antonio Brown, obviously. I watch AB a lot, and because I just felt like he's a guy that, you know, that can be versatile, and he, like I said, he can play multiple positions inside and out. And it's a lot of difference. He was Amari Cooper, plays with speed, great route runner. He's a technician, great patience and things like that. So I'm just guys that I like, try to watch and just see how they do, see how they are able to win on Sundays, day in, day out, just doing the things right and, you know, just being patient. Obviously, they know what to do because, you know, that's how they get open. So that's what I try to just, you know, pick those guys, you know, plays and things like that, and pick their game style and things like that. But I just, you know, I don't prefer any position. Like I said, I want to do whatever it takes to have this team win. So if that's whatever coach that needs me to do, play inside, play outside, I'm willing to do that most definitely. And, you know, that's only going to make me, like I said, more valuable as a player, and being able to know multiple positions. Like I said, it's only going to increase, you know, my longevity in this league. So that's what I plan on doing, just keep learning. And I know it's going to be, you know, a challenge trying to learn all those positions. But like I said, I'm ready for it. I'm definitely excited to be able to do that.
Taywan Taylor from the Tennessee Titans, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Appreciate it, boss.
Okay, have a good day.